Q107 is Toronto's rock station, home to the best rock music on earth, and the Daily Derringer podcast.
When you think about it, would there be three worse people to go to for sex advice?
You're talking to three guys that don't have a ton of sex. We're married.
Monks, maybe? Yeah.
Monks. Mm. Yeah. I'm not sure you'd want to take marital advice. I think we might be better at like actual marital advice because we've been married for a while.
That I can do.
No problem. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, as I've said before, it always to me comes down to you can be happy or you can be right.
Right.
Right. You choose. And I will fully admit that in the first number of years of marriage, I was more concerned about being right than happy. And one day I snapped out of it. Might have been the day I was hit by a truck.
Yep.
And as I woke from my coma, I said, you know what? I think I'm going to choose to be happy rather than be right.
I can make my advice even shorter. You can choose to be single. Yes. And just don't get married. No, kidding.
Yeah, there is that as well. Yeah. So we have some advice, not on the day-to-days of being in a long-term relationship, but rather getting back into the old dating pool, because things, you know, things changed. And we understand, as humans, we have needs. And there were a lot of people in the last couple of years of all ages who didn't want to, you know, be going out and, you know, having to follow this protocol and that protocol and whether or not you could or couldn't go to a restaurant or a movie or a concert or a sporting event or anything. It was just all about getting some. Mm-hmm. Just want to get some. Mm-hmm. And we do understand that, right? As I think most reasonable humans do. You just want to get some.
Sure.
Right?
Needs.
So when you could have five people over back in those days, you could have like a foursome if you chose to, but you could also just have a twosome and you could do that and then like move on the next day. Right? And I think it's been another one of the great helps of the internet through this whole thing is that imagine these type of hookups in 1997.
Right.
Right. Right. In 1997, if the pandemic had happened then, your only option would have been former booty calls.
And I don't think the glory hole was invented in 1997 like they suggested in 2020.
Correct. And with the former booty calls, eventually they get tired of your act.
Totally.
Right? And booty calls from both sexes,
oh,
right?
Totally.
I mean, it was like, okay, there's a reason I never wanted to date this guy. I just had him over from time to time.
I realized my booty call was over when her husband started answering the phone. And that's when you're like, okay.
That'll
I guess
do it, eh?
You've moved on.
Don't ever call here again.
Mm. That's a mood killer.
Yeah.
All right. So Dr. Jess, who I know does some stuff with our friends down the hall, Dr. Jess O'Reilly, a sex and relationship expert, has some things if you're dipping your toe back into the dating lake. So not specifically so much about sex, but rather about dating. And there's a pretty good chance that if you were, you know, newly single in 2019, that there wasn't much happening.
Sure.
In the last couple of years.
Things
right?
are opening up.
Yeah. You do hear, I've heard of a couple of people who, you know, met somebody on Tinder or maybe even like on a social media site and got something going during COVID. Good. Smoke them if you got them.
That's it.
Is our policy. So one, the first one, don't read too much into the headline. Enlist the help of a friend if you're looking to get back. I don't think you want your friend to participate. Get a friend to help you write your bio in point form because they're likely better at identifying and highlighting your best features.
Right. Like you might say, 5'6", a face only a mother could love. But your friend might say, hey, you know, he's a great guy who's got strong facial features. I don't know.
He's got a jaw like Brian Mulroney.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe you don't want to bring Brian Mulroney into it. Mm-hmm. I'd leave the politicians out of it,
yeah.
As a matter of fact.
But your friend might tell you that.
Yeah, could, very well.
Right.
You could say that.
Because you might say, hey, my opening line is, I am hardcore whatever. And your friend mm-hmm. can say, you're just trying to get to know somebody.
Yeah. If you like safe, this is the guy for you. He's safe.
If you're willing to compromise,
no.
This is your man.
Yeah.
This is your guy.
Yeah. He likes going to work and coming home.
hey, there are ladies looking for that.
Sure, for sure.
They want the safe guy.
Hopefully my wife did.
Are you safe, Johnny?
I think I'm pretty safe.
You are pretty safe.
I think I am.
You're not out prowling the streets of Bolton at 2 o'clock in the morning looking for love?
No, sir. Just out prowling at the local Shoppers Drug Mart for Children's Advil at 2 a.m.
All right, so that's number one. Get a friend involved.
Cool.
Right? And I love the fact that there's no longer any stigma about dating sites.
Oh, my God.
Knock yourself out.
I wouldn't even know where to meet somebody.
Do you guys know a marriage that happened from a dating site?
Oh,
I do.
Sure.
I know multiple.
Yeah, so do we.
For sure. It works, and good for them.
And nobody says a word.
Oh, God, no.
Right? Like, these two met on a dating site, which is the way it was in, 2004.
Absolutely.
You're not going to believe this freak.
Yep.
He met her on a dating site.
No.
Losers.
You'd probably lie about it.
You would. I think a lot of people did.
Yep.
Now it's like, met on a dating site. All right, number two, experiment with solo sex.
Okay.
Dr. Jess says that if you've stayed away from having sex with a partner, you should try experimenting with masturbation and trying out new things. Okay, so here, maybe you're old school when it comes to solo activity. She says probably not their best bet. Change positions. Try a new technique or toy. Explore new fantasies. And generally explore novelty so that you're open to new approaches once you find a partner.
So she's saying to change position on yourself.
Yes. To get used to it. I guess to limber up.
Right.
Right? Like the last thing you want to do is injure your knee.
Right, right, right.
You know, the first time out because you're just used to laying there. As we know, which is Johnny's move.
That's my number one. Yep. If you like missionary or me just lying there, I'm your guy.
Okay. So that's what she says. Lube it up. So lube up your body.
Johnny, when the wife and kids are out, maybe you got to oil the slug a little more by yourself, get into a new position where you're comfortable, and then you'll be fine. Punch the clown, so to speak, Johnny. But I would never thought of that.
But while on all fours?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll report back.
Yes, please do. Mm-hmm. Okay, number three, let people know you're looking. So you want to have it out there.
Okay.
Again, I don't know. We all know about the smell of desperation. But desperate times call for desperate measures. And we are in desperate times. So there are a lot of things that kind of were on the table for our lifetimes that no longer are. I would expect that there would be a lot of people right now who would be a little desperate.
I also think that you got to be specific in letting people know what you want and that you are looking. In that, I used to think if you came off, and not on the first date, but let people know pretty quickly, I'm looking to get married and have children. That is huge. And I used to think, oh my God, relax. We're just going on a couple dates. But I get it. Especially as you get older, I get it. You're like, I don't have time to mess about anymore.
I respect you with that.
Yeah.
Because Sarah did that when we went on our first date. She said that. She's like, so you know, I'm looking for something super serious. I'm looking to get married and have kids. If that is not on your radar in the next couple of years, then let's just stop.
Well, and you know, when you do that, which is totally reasonable, you're also taking the chance the other person, whether they say it or not, is going, okay, this just isn't for me. And you know, you get that over with right off the top. But hey, there's a lot of people who've been lonely for the last 2 years, right? That's just no fault of their own.
Sure. Yeah.
They, let's just say you broke up with somebody, husband or wife, in late 2019, right? And you were like, I'm not in a big hurry. And then all of a sudden COVID happens.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm alone for 2 years.
And ironically, there's probably a lot of married people that want to be alone.
I bet there are.
You know.
Says Dr. Jess, there's much undue shame around being single and dating, but there need not be. It's supposed to be fun. Yeah, I think it's a great time to... Man, it's a great time for rejuvenation of so many sorts in the world right now, right? You want to try something new. Never been a better time than now. And that includes in something like relationships. So maybe if you're even somebody who's hesitant to I don't want to seem desperate. I don't want to let people know that, hey, you know what I'm kind of into... whether it be just dating or having a relationship, hey, throw it out there.
Because I don't think there's a stigma now. If someone said to me, a buddy or a girl that I know, and said, listen, if you have any, say it's a girl, and says, hey, listen, I notice you play darts with a bunch of guys. Any of those guys single? I'm just looking to, you know, meet somebody. I wouldn't be like, oh my God, you're such a loser. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh my God, yeah, you'd be great with so-and-so.
And I also feel like now, like, you know, if I knew somebody who was like my age looking, right, I would want to help as much as I can.
Yeah, no, for sure, as I would too. Another one, number four, go on low-pressure dates. Says Dr. Jess, sitting face-to-face for several hours over a meal or committing to an evening can feel overwhelming after several years of restricted and limited socialization. Always great to give the other person an exit, right? Like, right. I wouldn't want to invite somebody to something that they can't get away from, like an eight-hour movie.
Right. Sure.
Like Avengers Endgame.
Right.
They're like, I'm not. Tell me now. Right? But, yeah, I kind of get that. And it's why, you know, having a coffee with somebody has become, like, kind of the new dinner. Like, let's see how a coffee goes and then take it from there.
I'd also add, and I haven't dated for a long, long time, but I would do, you know, if you went, like, spelunking or something, like something you're actually doing something where you can talk about what's, because if you're just sitting face-to-face, you got to think of all the bits all that you're going to talk about. Yeah. But if you're out doing something.
I don't know if too many people want to go on a first date to a cave, but that's just me. So I'm going to take spelunking out. If somebody's asking to go spelunking on the first date,
spelunking was pretty, you know, pretty specific. Yeah.
What about a petting farm? I'm a little rusty. I'm just trying to...
Sure. Where the animals are the kind you need chainmail gloves for.
Yeah, that's right. Lay your hand flat.
They've got wolverines over there. Yes. Let's go give that one a try. Well, and you know, the thing is, too, and you see it in all facets of life. Like, okay, let's just say you're a big fan of something or you participate in something a lot, like you're a runner, right? Yeah, I think you're immediately going to have a kinship with somebody, you know, same or, you know, opposite sex of yourself because you have that in common. But that could be all you have in common.
Yeah.
Right? So, and then sometimes, like I'll tell you, there are a lot of things that my wife and I don't have in common. Right? What we did agree on, as you guys said, you know, from the very beginning, we both wanted to eventually get married. We wanted to have kids, roughly the same number of kids, the same general values. And then some of the other stuff, it was like, you're not into that. I don't really care. Like, my wife couldn't care less about music. Right? She loves a few songs. And like, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass, I think is her favorite song of all time. And she loves that song. But she couldn't tell you who Jimmy Page played guitar for. Like, she just doesn't care, right? And it's my life. But you go, it doesn't really matter that much.
Well, I would argue that when you become married and you are together a lot more, it's nice to have separate things. Like, you know, I've never been one of those. We've never been one of those couples that do everything together. Like I mentioned playing darts, right? I play with like 15 guys. It's not 15 guys and my wife.
Well,
you know, who's hosting tonight, honey? You know what I mean?
No, for sure.
I know some people like to golf together and stuff like that, but like, I don't golf often. So if I do, I want to go with like a few buddies and have like a guy day. You know what I mean? So I think it's nice to have a little bit of separation.
Well, and it's the same. And, you know, there are people who, you know, will bring their wife to play golf with a couple of other guys. And there's an uncomfortability. I would feel uncomfortable going to play golf with my wife and two of her friends.
Oh.
Right? So it's not, I don't even think it's necessarily a gender or sex thing. It's just like.
Oh, not at all.
No, it's, but having some things that you do have in common, and because I'll tell you, I think what, you know, if I look back on it now to, you know, when I was single, I probably expected to have more things in common with somebody than I ended up having with my wife. And we're like 19 years this week, right? So you go, maybe it was a smart move dropping some of that stuff. Like, who really cares? Do you agree on the big value stuff? Like, for instance, one of the things right now that I think could very well be a killer, and at some point you got to bring it up, is, you know, where you stand in the political world. Now, I don't mean you have to get deep, drill deep into it, but let's just say one of you go out on a date and your feelings about COVID and how to deal with it are totally and completely different.
And then what if you're both very passionate about it? Oh, man.
right?
Like, it's one thing if you're different, but you're like, I don't really care that much. This is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And what if one was like a hardcore vaxxer and one was a hardcore anti-vaxxer?
Well, there you go. Oh, my How's that going to work?
Not good.
Right? I would say not. But also, you know, as we're throwing out our tips here, I would say something you probably don't want to talk about for the entire conversation. Like, hey, we've been here 2.5 hours and we haven't talked about anything but COVID. Don't see that one working out particularly well. So, and then the last one, I think, is, man, it just speaks for itself. And that's just be honest.
There'd be nothing worse. As much as we joke, there'd be nothing worse than telling somebody one thing because you want to get something from them and then splitting on them, right? You sell yourself like, I want to get married and have kids and all that kind of, I'm committed guy, I'm a good guy. And then maybe you get what you want. And then you're just gone.
Sure.
And right. I think that does happen, too. Yeah. To back to what you said, Johnny, about your wife, right? Like, there are guys who didn't want a relationship who would have taken that and said, oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, I want to have a family, too. Hoping that they'll be in bed with the woman within a week or maybe even that night, whatever, and then turn around a week later and say, okay, I'm out of here, knowing that they just made that
up.
Have you
guys ever pretended to be somebody that you're not? On a date when you met somebody at a bar or something?
Truthfully, I joke around about a lot of stuff, but no, I never have.
But like, no, they're like actually somebody else? No.
Okay. Yeah, no. Me neither.
Okay. Oops. Okay, John.
What, did you pretend to be a guy who has sex in different positions?
No.
Best insincere laugh I've ever heard.
Okay. Sorry, I thought maybe other guys... I feel
No, I think it's a scumbag move. Go ahead. What
no,
did you
no,
do?
No, I think we have to revisit this one at a later date.
Do you want me to tell you or no?
Okay, go ahead.
In 1999, a band by the name of Len put out a song called Steal My Sunshine.
Sure.
Okay? You guys know it, right? The brother-sister duo?
That was More, 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 Andrea True.
Three years later, I would tell girls at the bar that I was Len's DJ.
Wow.
Because you could, like, famous enough where you're like, okay, but you couldn't look it up, right? It sounded plausible.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad. Now I feel bad.
You should. I would never have done something.
We
like got to
start calling him Len now.
Oh, yeah.
Len Garbutt.
Len Garbutt. That's an awesome.
That's it.
I'm like, you know what? Actually, a pretty good tune.
I'm the DJ from the Cryptic Soul Crew. And there, it did never work. I still didn't get any.
That's okay, the worst part. So you lied and it didn't work.
I know, right? That is the worst part.
All right, Lenny. Oh, Mama, I'm coming home. How long do you have to be married to call your wife Mama or Mom? Or I guess if you really want to go extreme, Mummy.
Oh, okay. Mummy, you got to be married 50 plus years.
Yeah, Mummy, I think you also have to be a guy who spends a lot of time in the fetal position.
Agreed.
Like in the corner of the room, in full clothing.
If you get married at like 70, you can jump right into it. But if you get married at 25, you gotta wait 50 years.
Mommy. Okay, so let's just say, you know, you're divorced or widowed and you meet somebody and you're 68 years of age. We are both 68. You think within like the first week you can start calling your new wife Mommy?
I think you have to be married. I don't think dating, but yes. Marriage?
That's not something you throw out on the first date.
I say you throw it into the vows. Do you, Mommy, take Daddy? That'd be cool. I'd take that. That's all right.
It's only okay when you're younger if you're referencing your wife or husband to your children, mm-hmm. right? Like, what did Mommy say?
Correct.
Right? Like,
but
that's
fine. I mean, like, singing a song to Mama,
right.
I'm coming home. Right. Like, you would think Mama as in mother, but could be.
Right.
Could be the wife. Could be the bride, right?
Oh,
like, it would be a very odd thing to hear on date number two, I think, for most women.
Let's go one step further, though.
Mummy, would you like the steak?
Can you, at what age do you stop calling your actual mum, Mummy?
Well, that's another good question.
Because I'll tell you.
I'd say mid-40s.
If I'm in my mid-40s, right, and I'm shooting darts at a bar, and guy's like, oh, geez, sorry, my mummy's calling. 1 second, please. It would be amazingly awkward.
Or that's how you've addressed the contacts, so when your phone rings, it does Mummy. Come up as just Mummy. So everyone can see it.
What about Daddy? Right?
Yeah, well, but there's a whole... It sounds like Daddy issues are a bigger thing than Mummy issues, although I think they're both out there. Mm-hmm. Your Oedipal and your Electra complexes.
Have you ever in your life asked the question to anyone, who's your daddy? I've never asked
no.
it.
Like in the throes of passion?
Just in any form of whatever.
I have.
You have?
Like in if I play tennis, if I smash the ball down your throat, I often, as it's coming out, I'm like, who's your daddy? And I just give it to him.
I don't think I ever have. I've never used it.
No, that's not a go-to.
It's icky for me. I find it icky.
I've never done it in the bedroom.
Is it as icky as calling a woman mummy before you get married?
Probably.
Or have children that have now moved out of the house.
Is it okay that if my kids are in the room and I address my wife for a totally non-kid-related subject and I say, hey, mom... do we need milk? I'm on my way out. Is that weird? Because
no,
I do that.
I don't think that's weird.
Because okay. You know why I think I'll give you that? Is because I say it so much. I call my wife mummy so much to my kids that sometimes it slips out when there's just the two of us in the car. Mummy, should we take this exit? She's like, the kids aren't here.
Ever happened in the bedroom?
No. Mummy?
Hi. You know how the game is played. Sometimes you got to rob Peter to pay Paul, and that's a downer if you're Peter, but not bad if you're Paul. And that's who's playing this morning. Hey, Paul.
Good morning.
You know what the great thing is? We didn't even have to rob Peter to find these tickets. We just had to pilfer the old prize closet, and we came up with a set of tickets to see the to Black Rose at Budweiser Stage on July 6th.
That's awesome.
That's what you'll be doing. All right, Paul, your man here from Acton has some questions for you.
Sounds good.
I got a little mixed bag here. Actually, I don't think overly difficult today, all around.
All right.
Okay.
Because it's more like a Monday than it is a Tuesday. Decent weekend, by the way, Paul?
Fantastic. We just got back from a week in the Dominican, and I'm just coming off a night shift.
Beautiful.
So we'll see how the brain's working.
Beautiful. How was the DR? Good?
Oh, absolutely spectacular. Man, no kids, sun. It was great.
And then you come home to snow yesterday.
Exactly.
I love how no kids was ahead of sun.
Yeah. All right, Paul, 5 questions. You got 40 seconds.
All right, buddy. Yeah, not too difficult. We'll see how it plays out. You got 5 questions, 40 seconds. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, Paul, here we go. How many people are in a solo performance?
1.
Arthur Conan Doyle never actually wrote Elementary, My Dear Who?
Watson.
What city is home to the Space Needle?
Say that again?
What city is home to the Space Needle?
Seattle.
How many categories are there in Trivial Pursuit?
12.
What is the name of the woods where Winnie the Pooh lives?
Not a clue. Pooh Woods.
No, but I like it. I wish he wrote that story instead. All right. Bring John on.
I get it if Paul's still in vacation mode in his head. Totally understand that.
You know what? Paul, is stuff still in your suitcase?
No, that was all cleared out first thing.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
Even the stuff the federal government doesn't know about.
Absolutely, yeah.
How many dogs went up to your suitcase at the airport?
Just one.
Paul, just one.
One's not bad.
Did they sit next to you?
It's when they bring in the whole pack.
Yeah.
you got problems. And then they clear the area and you're standing there by yourself. But that obviously didn't happen to Paul, which we appreciate.
Nice. Must be nice to never go to secondary, Paul.
Okay, what was Paul's score?
3 for 5.
3? Okay.
Missed out questions.
Take my aim at 4. Hit me up.
Here we go. How many people are in a solo performance?
Uno.
Arthur Conan Doyle never actually wrote Elementary, My Dear Who?
Watson.
Yeah. What city is home to the Space Needle?
Seattle.
How many categories are there in Trivial Pursuit?
6.
What's the name of the woods where Winnie the Pooh would hang out?
Acre. Isn't it Acre?
Yeah, you're so close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's Acre.
Yep, you're just missing the first part of that. Mm-hmm. 100 acre.
100 acre, sure. I figured it would be like a pretty round number. Yeah. I thought the 33.5 acre would. All right, well, there you go. Was that 4-3?
You win.
Yeah, that's 3, okay. Yeah. Paul, you know what the most important thing is? You had a great time down south, and get a little color?
I did. We sure did, yeah.
Beautiful. That's a few cocktails on the beach?
Just a couple.
Okay, so 2022 is not off to too bad a start for you. Glad you had a great time, and I'm sure you'll do the same.
Just so the wife's listening, eh? Just a couple.
Black Crowes, Budweiser stage on July 6th.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
Going to have some splaining to do this afternoon.
You will?
Yes. Mm. Yes, I do believe so.
To who, mummy?
No.
A.K.A. your wife?
Which mummy are you talking
You're
about?
Talking wifey here.
Yes. No. No, my wife is quite familiar with my ailment. Like, I've got an ailment, and I'm going to a massage therapist. My wife, of course, tunes me up about that. wondering to know, you know, which massage part. Mm.
May I ask what time your appointment is?
It's 11 o'clock tonight. Yeah.
And after sundown.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to bring my own bathrobe.
Do they have a hot tub when you walk in?
No, they do not.
You have to shower before she touches you.
No, and they don't have security standing inside the door.
Oh, so you're good.
The door either. I'm going to a legit massage place. And I'm sure that they're going to ask, how did you injure your shoulder?
Lifting weights?
No. No. I'm not going to be able to throw that one out.
You take the garbage can out to have it?
No. No, it didn't do that.
Playing with the kids. Lift one up.
No, not that one either. I have a reading injury.
What?
It's the way, like, I just love to read, like, before going to bed. And I was reading, like, I read a Kindle, right? And I had my head on my shoulder as I was reading. I fell asleep. And I woke up the next, a couple of mornings ago, and I was like, yeah, man.
Hold on.
Man, this hurts. Now I have to explain, as I'm doing right now, that I would probably be the first person to go in there and claim a reading injury at a massage place.
So what you're saying is you read so hard that you have injured yourself to the point of medical attention.
Uh-huh.
I respect it. That's amazing.
That's the nerdiest injury I've ever heard of.
It certainly is right there.
Like, are you going to admit it?
Like, Ryan, you don't read at all, right?
No, sir.
Like, you will never get a reading-related injury.
My shoulders have never felt better.
Well, yeah, it was an odd day yesterday, kind of half and half, and finally decided to take the day off from Kasher concerts. So before we get to this morning's contestant, who is standing by, we're going to give you the names of our two winners from last week, if you're one of the qualifiers. So first, the cash from last week in that draw, and it ended up being $642 as six of our contestants chose to go with cash. Leo Mancuso of Scarborough. Leo, you just won yourself $642. As for the concert tickets, Journey, Crows, Chili Peppers, Elton John and The who you just heard, our winner is Diane Hajdukiewicz. And Diane is in Georgetown. So, Diane, you're going to see five shows this summer. Leo, you got yourself some cash. You choose if you get in. Seventh caller, and that is Corinne to start off our second week. Hi, Corinne.
Hi.
Morning. Had a good Easter?
Yes, I did. Thanks.
Excellent. Well, this short week is off to a good start for you. You are our seventh caller, meaning you are going to choose whether you want to see some concerts or simply take the cash. So
I would love some concerts.
Okay, so you're going to go with the concerts. Well, why don't we tell you what they are? There are five different shows than the first week. They are Our Lady Peace, Massey Hall, June 24th. Great chance to see Massey Hall and its reinvigorated splendor. Got Roger Waters, July 8th, Scotiabank Arena. Rod Stewart, July 26th, Budweiser Stage. Jack White, August 19th, also at Budweiser Stage. And then on September 6th, Black Keys, Budweiser Stage once again. All right.
Okay, great.
So those are the concerts that you'll be in the draw for. Now, first of all, we're going to have to ask you a question here, and you'll have 7 seconds to answer the question. All right, so let's get to it. The question this morning for you, Corinne, Malcolm and Angus Young of AC/DC were brothers, true or false?
False.
You're wrong.
Isn't that awful?
Unfortunately, they were brothers. Malcolm passed away almost 5 years ago. Angus still hanging in there. Sorry about that, Corinne. A lot of love for landlords, eh? So this happened on the weekend. somebody posted a picture, and it was of a house. And the ad for the rental was $420 a month. Okay, a little sketchy right off the top. There's nothing for $420 a month. You're not getting a garage for $420 a month. Underneath it says, three beds, one bath, house, Toronto, Ontario. Well, turns out that what you're getting for $420, according to this ad that was quickly took down after the backlash, taken down, was a basement room with a small prison-style window and three cots lined up. And you would get one of the cots. So you are sleeping. I'm eyeballing this here. I'm going to say you're sleeping 3 feet away from somebody you met 15 minutes ago. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm John. All right, going to bed.
Night. I like a little ASMR. Is that okay?
I got to tell you, I snore a ton. I hope it doesn't bother you. Hope it doesn't bother you.
I'd have a hard time even for 420.
Are you kidding?
Like, okay, I'm saving money, but I'm hearing a snorer all night, a complete stranger. I'll also say it says fully furnished. There's three cots, as you mentioned. There's two chairs and a table. So one person didn't even get a chair.
And it's a table that you could have four, like they call it a card table, but you can't have a fifth person at it. It's a four-person game.
Yeah, maybe go
bridge.
Yeah, and it looks like, I don't know, is that a birdcage on top of the middle bed? Like, there's just something hanging there. I don't even know what that is.
If you say fully furnished and it's a room in a basement and there's three beds, would you not think there would be three card table chairs? There's only two. Yes. So what are you playing, musical chairs all day?
Someone's got to sit on
first
the
beef is going to be about the person who's got to stand for 8 hours.
Now, sorry,
go ahead.
You go.
I also love how, like, all the bedding is totally mismatched. They don't, and the pillows, like, you know they're used. Like, who else spent $420 last month to sleep in this bed?
And there's no duvet. Like, it's just sheets.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened was they put up this ad, which is deceptive at best. But we all know it's insane trying to find a place, especially if you're like you're new to town or you're in a situation where you got to get out of one place and you're like, I just need somewhere to hang my hat. And the ad is deceptive. And then, of course, when you see the pictures that they posted of where you would actually be living and sleeping next to two people you don't know, that it was immediately taken down.
Like, and they even try to sell it with other stuff, like three bus stops within one block. Well, there's also two roommates within 2 feet.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Free Wi-Fi.
Would this change your guys' opinion whatsoever if there was a dividing screen? Like, one of those screens
you...
No, I don't think so either.
No.
You look at that picture, that's worth $1,200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
I'll tell you this, too. And maybe it's weird. And I'll tell you right now, when I go into a washroom, I always pick the middle urinal. That way you have to pee next to me. It's something weird that I do. I'm picking the middle bed. Like, if I'm committing to this, I'm picking the middle bed. That way I get to sleep next to two people instead of just one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm middle guy all day long.
I'd be closest to the door guy.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, there's no way we're making out of that window. It's too small.
Nobody wants to be furthest from the door. I'll agree with that.
No.
It's either middle or closest to the door.
I know. I'm closest to the door. That way, if someone comes in and robs me, I'm closer to getting killed first.
Well, what are the chances of being robbed by one of the other two people you're sharing this with?
100%. Very high.
100%.
I mean, is this not like doing, like, in a jail with, like, dormitories?
Honestly,
it's like a hostel.
This looks like if, God forbid, something happened like a war and there was, like, temporary shelter. That's what this looks like. Right?
It would, and it does. And you get the feeling that you would lay down, and just as you fall asleep, you would open your eyes and you would see one of your two new roommates, whose name you don't even remember, standing over you with a pillowcase with soap in it.
Right.
Don't expect to find your shoes there in the morning.
Yes.
Let's say that.
This is like something out of Saw. This is like, hey, just so you know, there's like a bear trap around your neck and there's a key in your roommate's eye. Can you get it out in time before the bear trap goes off? Oh, well, it's only $420 a month.
No longer available.
No longer available. No. Oh, it's near a convenience store.
Pizza place. No. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you with us. What's happening?
Work. Regular stuff.
I'm sorry. I think we just get on that one.
I said, it's back to work.
Yes, we had yesterday off. Good Easter weekend?
Yep. Excellent. I was actually working yesterday, too, so...
Oh, you were? Okay. Yeah, we were here. Johnny was not here, but Ryan and I hung out for the morning yesterday as well. Now the kid's back in school. Road's a little busier. Back to work on this short week. Tomorrow, by the way, is 420, April 20th, so...
Light it up.
Well, yes, indeed. What we've got for you is something on the 15th of July. Catherine, we're going to send you to see Steve Earle and the Dukes, and that's at Casino Rama.
Excellent.
Yes, I remember seeing Steve Earle at the Phoenix many years ago, and he put on just a great show. So you'll have a night of entertainment up at Casino Rama. Ryan Parker's got five questions for you, Catherine.
Yes, I do. Right. And they get a little more difficult as we move on. You got those 10 extra seconds. If you can't think of the answer right away, just say pass and we'll come back to it. Okay, Catherine?
Okie dokie.
All right, and good luck. In which of these sports do horses not take part? Water polo, dressage, or polo?
Water polo?
What one named male model has appeared on the cover of hundreds of romance novels?
Pass.
True or false, beavers mate for life?
True.
Which garden tool shares its name with a suit in a deck of cards? How many phases does the moon have?
Four.
Okay, think of the one named male model. He was on a ton of romance novels. Blonde hair.
I'd have to read them.
Didn't have the posters in your room like I did. Okay, here he is.
I just heard posters in the room like I do. That can only be two things.
Mm-hmm.
Top Gun,
mm-hmm.
Samantha Fox.
There's a third, and it's question number two.
Okay. All right. What was Catherine's score?
Three.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
The target.
Parksy, you hit me up with five questions. My goal is to get four of them right.
Here we go.
800 average.
In which of these sports do horses not take part in? Water polo, dressage, or polo?
Water polo.
What one named male model has appeared on hundreds of covers of romance novels?
Fabio.
Yeah, and I got his posters. True or false, beavers mate for life?
Oh, I'm going to say they do.
Which garden tool shares its name with the suit in a deck of cards?
Spade.
How many phases does the moon have?
Oh, well, you got your waning gibbous, your waxing gibbous, your full...
Waxing's my favorite.
Wax. I love a waxing gibbous. I'm going to say eight.
Wow. Not in time, but very impressive.
Took a little extra
Yeah,
there.
Four. You win.
Okay. So for you, Catherine, you can look at July 15th on your phone, the calendar, say I got nothing going on. But yes, I do now. And that's Steve Earle and the Dukes. They'll be on stage at Casino Rama.
Excellent. Thank you.
Most excellent day to you, Catherine. And we'll play again tomorrow, same time, same place, for tickets to see Steve Earle.
Wasn't long enough? We've heard that before. Listen to Derringer in the Morning, weekday 6 to 10 on Q107.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.